Muslim convert Sinead O'Connor says she won't spend time with disgusting white people. By Victoria Friedman on November 6, 2018. Recent Muslim convert Sinead O'Connor has said that she will never spend time with white people again, calling them disgusting. The Irish singer, who now goes by Shuhada Davitt, went on a Twitter rampage against white people. U.S. President Donald Trump, and Christian and Jewish theologians, whom she called atheists and Satanists. "I'm terribly sorry," the artist formerly known as Sinead O'Connor tweeted. "What I'm about to say is something so racist I never thought my soul could ever feel it. But truly I never want to spend time with white people again, if that's what non-Muslims are called. Not for one moment, for any reason. They are disgusting." She then appeared to defend references to violence in the Quran by criticizing Christian and Jewish theologians who are atheists and Satanists actually in practice. She added, "BTW, if one is an intelligent theologian and has taken the journey, one would know there is no more talk of ancient violence in the Quran as the Tanakh, the Bible or the sodding Mahabharata. And it's all equally irrelevant, sick, to our times hashtag for fuck's sake hashtag reign of white man over." Ms. Davitt also attacked President Donald Trump, saying that Twitter allowed him to spew Satan filth on her country. The 51-year-old feminist, who recently celebrated buying her first hijab, also appeared to reach out to the men in her new faith, urging them to stop martyring themselves and that they should leave religious duties to the women. "No more martyrs, please. It's a stupid fucking DEA. Lads. Sit down and let the females show you how to sing the devil to sleep." The proponent of female Muslim empowerment was previously ordained a priest by breakaway Catholic sect the Irish Orthodox Catholic and Apostolic Church in the 1990s. She has also been a vocal opponent of the Catholic Church, famously ripping in two a picture of Pope John Paul II on camera on Saturday Night Live in 1992. Breitbart News Network reported last year that the Grammy Award-winning songstress told fans in a Facebook post she was suffering from mental illness and claimed to be close to suicidal, and the year before was reported missing by her son before being found safe in a hotel room.